truth.
What should be.
What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now. This is Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and this is your spot to learn about usury-free monetary solutions. This broadcast is dedicated to that solution, whereby the people will finally have abundance and not be subjected to the lack, scarcity, engineered war, engineered famine, all that are symptoms of a usury-based monetary system. This is an essential change for the better for the future of mankind. So what we do is bring a variety of different guests on, and the particular solution that I'm working on in Summit County is an hour-based physical currency based off of the model of Ithaca, New York. We signed up another business yesterday. This is a functioning model where literally you can come to Summit County, Colorado, Breckenridge, Keystone, Copper, and this is a internationally known area for skiing and winter sports, and during the summertime it's spectacularly beautiful. We're roughly halfway between Vail and Denver. We're around 9,000 feet, and it's just beautiful here. So those that are listening, please come up here for our event, which we have a national event with national speakers coming to experience this local currency solution, where literally they will get some of the local currency when they come here, just as you could as an attendee of this event, which is, by the way, now free. You can come to see these speakers, and we have musical acts, which are also writing music specifically about this local currency solution, whereby the people take back the power of the monetary supply so that they can have abundance for themselves. The details are available at Rocky Mountain Puff, RockyMTNPuff.com. And this is happening starting Thursday through Sunday. We signed up a business last night. We're at 40 businesses after 6 weeks. Now, because this is free, we actually pay those businesses $200 in Mountain Hours just for becoming a member of this. Essentially it's a barter network, but we have a physical currency. So that's the solution that we're working on here. Our guest today, as was yesterday, is John, the anti-poverty engineer, or Termel, who's been active in the usury-free movement for, 30, 40 years now. He's one of the longest acting activist in this movement. So he's going to talk about another solution, which is the Unilets or Lets system. And we're fortunate to have him on. And if you look into our archives, we had Mike Montaigne in the Mathematically Perfected Economy. And That's another similar solution. Well, we're going to have a break, and we'll be right back with John Turmel.
Here I'm with the Ron Paul Bikini Team. We're on a cross-country tour. You guys see that picture floating around Facebook I posted the other day? It had like 500 shares of the girls dressed in the Ron Paul bikinis. Well, we need to build the team.
Would you like to join the Ron Paul Bikini Team? We're recruiting members at ronpaulbikiniteam.com. Just trying to find smart, sexy girls to speak revolution lingo.
Yeah, I'm flattered. That sounds great. ronpaulbikiniteam.com.
If you'd like to be a part of it, go to ronpaulbikiniteam.com, upload a picture of yourself wearing a bikini and with a Ron Paul bumper sticker, some Ron Paul earrings or necklace, and we're going to culminate in Breckenridge, Colorado, 7-7. Join the Ron Paul Bikini Team and come hang out with Sheriff Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Ferrant, singers like Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Get backstage passes and VIP by joining the Ron Paul Bikini Club. Joby Weeks here. I'm with the Ron Paul Bikini Team. We're on a cross-country tour. You guys see that picture floating around Facebook I posted the other day? It had like 500 shares of the girls dressed in the Ron Paul bikinis. Well, we need to build the team.
Would you like to join the Ron Paul Bikini Team? We're recruiting members at ronpaulbikiniteam.com. Just trying to find smart, sexy girls to speak revolution lingo.
Yeah, I'm flattered. That sounds great. Ron Paul Bikini Team.
If you'd like to be a part of it, go to ronpaulbikiniteam.com, upload a picture of yourself wearing a bikini and with a Ron Paul bumper sticker, some Ron Paul earrings or necklace, and we're going to culminate in Breckenridge, Colorado, 7-7. Join the Ron Paul Bikini Team and come hang out with Sheriff Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Ferrant, singers like Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Get backstage passes and VIP by joining the Ron Paul Bikini Club.
The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit, people counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, because it's going to be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. It could be good.
You're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and the song, the band that just provided that great music on the intro was the Wandering Monks, and they have just released to me, basically, because we collaborated together for this, an album called Usury Free. Think of it. Have you ever heard of another musical artist releasing an album called Usury Free? You wonder why there's no music artists that have any anti-war music on the mainstream media. The powers that be are extremely threatened by any musicians that write truly enlightened information because it threatens their monopoly on power and influence. And so anyway, check out the Wandering Monks. They'll be at the Rocky Mountain Peace event this weekend. So let's get to our guest, John Turmel. John, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Outstanding. We had left off, and basically we're getting into how the Let's system operates, and you know how it could be implemented. And you're suggesting basically individuals can actually start one of these just with fake Facebook accounts. Can you describe how to do that? And let's rehash that, because this is this is a solution-based program, and activists listen to it. So if you were an activist in, Denver or something, how would you recommend they start this system?
Well, if you go to my Facebook page at facebook.com/john.turmel, and then you click on About, used to be called Info, on my Info page, I have a list where I've posted offered. I offer Casino Turmel Gaming House Raid poker chips, translation from French to English, accordion concerts, and accommodations in Canada. I want accommodations, history books, translation from English to any language, and auto repairs. Now, hours I've earned. So I have a list of all the things I've done. I play accordion 2 hours every Tuesday at an old folks' home, and I put that on my page in public. Now, I've created my own job, and when I put in my hours, I pay myself by going to register my time in public. And that way people know that I put in my time, and I won't lie, because someone could say, hey, I was at Amber Lee today, and you weren't there. So it's a way that any child could simply announce, I'm going to go clean that park every Saturday morning from 9 till 12, pick up every piece of cigarette butt, dog shit, paper, everything, and post my hours. And then a year later, when he comes looking around to stay in Paris or in some other country, and they look at his account, and they see that this kid's been cleaning his environment for 3 hours a week for the last year, they're going to trust him, and they're going to trust that he's respected in his community, and they'll take his IOU. And then they'll come back and expect it'll be good in his community. And I think if he's cleaning his community's park every week, it will be good in his community. So I have my concerts listed when people help. And then the next is what I've spent. And these are all the accommodations in Europe. When I went to Europe in 1999, I paid for 39 nights out of 40 with an IOU for a night back in Canada. So they're all listed there, all the hours I owe. And for people who owe me, or if they're far away and I want to give them something, kind of a prize, I'll say, okay, I'm going to credit you with a five-hour bill in public and put it on my page and put it on their page. So if you were to go to Facebook, I have a file I call johnturmel.com/unisect.htm, which explains how I set up my own online time bank account and how you could do it too and the advantages to it. So you simply have this account opened up with offers, wants, hours received, and hours given, and that's all there is to it. And you simply keep track of your own inputs and transactions until it becomes automated by the big uni lets in the sky someday. Or you can join a lets. Go pick up the lets software. There are many good versions of it out there, and start your own group. And as soon as you stick up your shingle on the internet and say, we're here, open for business, and ready to accept your hours if you'll take ours, then you're part of the system. So since you guys are already on the time standard of money, your hours are automatically recognizable in every time bank around the world. You just got to find someone who wants to put you up for a five-hour bill. So I would suggest people go and start their own little own functional person-to-person time bank account that you run yourself. And if you ever couldn't pay anybody and you felt bad about it, well, send them an IOU. Let's say you owed a guy $100 when you were in high school and you could never pay him. Well, go send him an IOU for 10 hours and say, I felt bad never being able to pay you, but I hope you can use these somewhere. So, and probably as accommodations, because that seems to be the most fascinating thing for everybody. Because let's face it, if you're using an accommodations-based money, let's say an hour, well, a five-hour bill for a night, well, how many people do you think are not going to be able to put you up if you call them up and say, I'm coming to your town? If they can't put you up, for sure they'll find someone else who will and will take your five-hour bill. So go set it up. You'll have your own functional model account until it becomes integrated worldwide, hopefully by the end of the year. And in the meantime, you can start doing trades with anybody with an email, where you can email them, I owe you so many hours, and then you post it at your page. And then he goes posting it with a link to their page. And he goes posts his acceptance of those hours at his page. So we see that you sent it, he got it. Transaction complete. Nothing else can change, and no interest, of course, so everything stays stable. And I trust most people to put back a couple of thousand hours worth of a year and to be trusted with that kind of money up front.
Like, can I ask you, John, are you aware of any systems where they have a physical local currency hours-based, like mountain hours, and they also have the virtual LETS system, and then there's also a central authority where you can go and basically take your virtual hours and then trade that out where you can actually have the physical currency? Are you aware of anywhere that has set that up at this point?
Not yet, though. 10-20 years ago, when I started my abolitionist party, we started up a party LETS.
By the way, is that abolition of usury?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you see, abolitionist is the old anti-slavery movement. So when I had to pick a name for a new party, I said, well, you know something? They're going to recognize abolitionist as anti-slavery, and they're going to wonder, why would this guy be here wanting to end slavery? Then I can tell them about the slavery with the invisible debt chains that we... The old guys didn't know about them. We're here to finish the job. Get rid of the debt chains, too. So that's why I decided to call us the Abolitionist Party, to abolish interest, which is our debt slavery chain.
I like that a lot. I'm actually I'm working on my speech for this event, and I'm doing like a test of it tonight. So I might borrow some of that. I like the way that sounds.
Enjoy. I mean, it's put it this way: humanity has been in the grips of this sneaky trap for all of human history. I mean, David Astle's book, The Babylonian Woe, is the only book in the world on banking in antiquity. And I'm not talking about piggy banking. I'm talking about fractional reserve banking done by the gold bullion brokers. You think they've been doing this scam with the receipts for the gold just for the last couple of hundred years? These guys have been doing this scam worldwide for the last 5-10,000 years. And you know
what was that again?
You know how we know? Because you find that they had the same standard weights in China as they did in England. And that meant there was already an international gold bullion cartel running the world then, like they run the world now. They were running fractional reserve banking with credit based on gold then. They knew how to do it to them then, like they know how to do it to us now. So,
what was the book?
The Babylonian Woe by David Astle, A-S-T-L-E. It's published online now, but for many years my book report was the only source. And usually I would type something in that's good from a book and then comment. Well, this book is the most yellowed in and typed in book I ever did. It's so you can go online to johntrammell.com/babel00.htm. And you'll be able to read my comments on his book, which I think are absolutely great. But it goes back into banking in antiquity, when the loan sharks were operating and when Aristotle was denouncing them and stuff like that. So, and Sparta using their clay money. All of my historical examples come from David Astle's book about the clay money in Sparta, the Roman Aes Grave copper money by the Roman Republic. The Republic, not the Empire. Because when they got into an empire, they had loan sharking again. And so, what can I say? Grand book, if you can, and it's online, you can go read it now, so no one's got any excuse not to know about the history of money.
Well, one more time, just because I was writing that down, can you repeat that one more time slowly?
Yeah, it's called The Babylonian Woe by David Astle, A-S-T-L-E, and I know there are online copies available these days. Pretty good.
Right, that sounds right. My background is in history, and that sort of history is always the most buried, because the parasitic users, you know, they always have that phrase that the victors write the history. Well, the usurers have been winning for millennia.
Well, you might say that the victors publish the history because they own the publishing houses.
Right. Well, we've got a quick break here. We'll be right back. John Trammell.
for the profit, bomb for the savior. False flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals, leached all the nutrients. Fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines. Cutting down the populace, all in the name of peace. Yo.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Free Radio, and our guest is John Turmel, who's been a longtime usury free activist, and we're talking about the solution of a let's based system or a unilets. And John, if I'm thinking of how we would create a local bank here, where it would effectively be an exchange, where it would basically have the database of the let's system, where there's wants and offers, and then when people had earned their hours, they could then turn around and have the physical mountain hours, or whatever the system might be where they live. But can you describe how we would set that up in a local community where people could then have a physical manifestation of their virtual hours? Is there anything prohibiting that?
No. Here's what you could do. Next time Adam Kokesh comes to town, have him sit down at a computer or at a piece of paper and draw you a nice, pretty little IOU 5 hours for one night's accommodation. Note, get him to sign it when you're putting them up next time. Guess what? That note probably someday is going to be valuable because of who he is, right? That note would probably be accepted by lots of people if you were looking for accommodations yourself, right? Especially if they know Adam Kokesh. If they like Adam, they'd say, well, here's a guy who put Adam up. Geez, I think I'll put him up too. So that your shingle listing all the people you've helped is an advertising for your products. So I would suggest you start your own account, right? Your online hours account, and you say, okay, I'm going to print up 200 one-hour bills, everybody. I'm going to number them 1 to 200, and I'll start using them amongst me and my friends. So you just register online that there are now 200 hours or 100 hours now issued in paper against my account. So somewhere out there or in my cupboard are my 100 hours. Some may have been spent, others not. But the point is they're registered on your Facebook page. So in a sense, just like you can go to a bank and take out cash instead of using your bank account to transfer monies around, you can go to your own personal bank and create yourself a little bit of your own cash. A best example was a restaurant. I think it was in Massachusetts or Maine. And the guy he was being expropriated, didn't have the money to move. So what he did was he sold his own business IOUs, but he gave him a premium. He said, if you buy $100 worth of future hamburgers now, I'll give you 110 of my personal bucks. Well, he managed to raise $25,000 from his loyal customers in cash, and he's going to give them back $27,500 in hamburgers at his new place. So, perfect example of someone creating their own currency, their own IOUs, to get themselves out of a pickle. Well, basically, I would accept anybody's IOU if their identity is online, because I know that someday the Unilets is going to take over all of our... Let me give you an example. Many LET systems, they say they failed, right? How does a set of account books fail? It didn't stop working. They stopped using it. It doesn't mean that, you know, Freddie doesn't still owe Johnny 4 hours for that helping to move on Friday 4 years ago. So what's going to happen? Well, at some point in the future, they could just resurrect it back up and do a trade right back. So LETs never die. They're simply books of accounts. And they may become not used for a while, but when the Unilets kicks in, let's say people are worried about the stiffs, the guy who was in the Ottawa Lets and he spent $300-$400, and then he skipped town, went to Toronto, joined the Toronto Lets, spent $300-$400, and then he skipped town, went to join the Kitchener Lets, and then the London Lets, Hamilton Lets, you know, went across the country, stiffing everybody and living off hours. Well, guess what? When the Unilets finally does kick in, and he sends in his application for I want to be able to be recognized to trade internationally, we're going to say, hey, are you the Freddie the Freeloader who was in the Ottawa Lets, Hamilton Lets, da-da-da-da-da? You still got all these numbers you owe. Come on in. We're going to start you off at negative 1,800, Buster. See my point? Nowhere you can escape to. At some point, global time trading is going to be here, and anyone who ever owed or any... inactive accounts. Geez, I worked and I got 400 hours saved and then they all stopped using it. What am I going to do? Believe me, when we go, Unilets goes international, we'll recognize your 400 hours to your community. So all you got to do is post what you did for the 400 hours on your page, like I did on mine, and no one needs, to validate that truth. So that's coming. And if you want to get started and do little stuff until the big one comes, start your own. Just go to uniset.htm at my johntrammell.com. See how I set mine up. It's so easy. You know, it's all text. You start with nothing in any of the fields, offers, wants, you know, hours received and hours owed. I just give you the four headings and show you how I filled mine in and how you can fill yours in. So the easiest thing to do is to just go set your own little personal one up. Now start looking around for people who can help you set up an online Mountain Hours so that your Mountain Hours can be transferred via email to me in Canada if I put you up. And then you're ready to go. You've got your perfect link to the time standard of money. You guys create your own, and they accept it all over the world, just like Ithaca Hours. Someone comes to me with five Ithaca Hours, I'm putting them up. A, because I think Ithaca hours are going to be very valuable someday because they were the first. First perfectly run. Okay? I mean, they started off with only everything.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. Four, the parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution. Wanna puff? Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival, sponsored by Mountain Hours Local Currency. Come experience real independence this Independence Day weekend. Experience the Mountain Hours Revolution. Thursday through Sunday, July 5th through 8th, in Breckenridge, Colorado. Our guests include the biggest names in the freedom movement: Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, and Joby Weeks. You'll be able to meet true populist Colorado political candidates for U.S. House, Tisha Cassida and David Justice. The best freedom music in existence from national recording artists Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Look for our Facebook events page or on Google.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
That was former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan stating that the private, for-profit International Federal Reserve is the real sovereign. The sovereignty issue is of paramount importance because in any society where usury is permitted, eventually the parasitic users will usurp or seize the sovereignty, and they will become the real decision makers for that society. And no longer are the politicians the ones in charge, just as Greenspan stated, that there's no agency of government above them. John, do you believe that at any point that, you know, the governments will vote these changes in when the bankers are the real sovereigns?
Well, when Argentina banking crashed in the 1980s, they didn't have much to say. There's a difference between unions saying, we want more money, and the government's saying, we got none, and the union's going, okay, let's negotiate, versus we want more money paid with provincial bonds, like in Argentina. Now the governments have no excuse for saying no. So they demanded the creation of their own alternative currency to pay themselves. We have to do the same thing. Simple as that. That's why the Argentine solution, hopefully that video goes viral before the Christmas this year so we fulfill the Mayan prophecy for the good, you know, turn banking on earth as it is in heaven. But that is the way, I think, to get large masses of... Starting our own personal barter systems is great for fallback in case we can't convince them to do the big one right yet. But I mean, the real way to affect change is for the unions to follow the lead of the Argentine unions. I don't know if the Russian unions demanded to be paid in city bonds and state bonds like Argentina, or demanded to be paid in Coca-Cola bucks or Shell bucks or whatever, rubles, sorry. But the point is, there's a difference between demanding more money and demanding more money you know where it's coming from. And that's a difference. So I think that if we can get the Argentine solution, the Argentine example, to go viral, that puts the pressure on large databases of unions to be the guys saying, hey, we'll take these things in our pay. So I think that's the fastest way we'll ever be able to effect repair is with the Argentine example. They fixed their whole country. And, of course, we could fix our... Every country could fix their whole country the same way. But the honest sense, yeah.
In the Occupy, you know, basically, you know...
I was there. Hey, quickly, I'll go to Occupy. If you go to YouTube and you look for Occupy and accordion, you'll find my videos. I went... Don't forget, back in the 80s, I picketed the Bank of Canada for 5 years. So when they started the Occupy protests, I went down and said, kids, pace yourselves. I did it 5 years, but once a week. You guys stay here every day, you're going to piss everybody off, you know, and all you're going to end up doing is making news about fighting with the cops, the steel toe of the system. So I'm a protest instructor, not a protest obstructor. I have an alternative to offer. So when you see me in demonstrations, I'm the only guy in a suit, okay, because I'm saying, here's my alternative. I want to get in, make a presentation to the Prime Minister or the Queen. As a matter of fact, I started picketing so much in the 1980s with the 22% interest rates breaking a whole generation, making them homeless, and I in front of the Bank of Canada every Thursday, that I started protesting every politician, every big person came to town. So I got picketed the Queen, the Pope, Reagan, Gorbachev. Funny stories about even get... Hey, I got into the Queen's receiving line with a picket sign. Can you believe that? I could have bought the Queen with my picket sign. Yeah. Anyway, the point is, I had been picketing in Ottawa so often with the cop. And don't forget, I'd say, hey, interest-free loans from the Bank of Canada, good idea. And they always crack a smile. They know I'm not a dangerous person. I want something. And so, I mean, they literally let me walk right, me and my brother with our picket signs, walk right in. Well, we had police come with us because, you know, the Ottawa police knew us, so they were beside us. But we got to go into our receiving line with a picket sign, abolish interest rates. And one thing that touched me was the Globe and Mail reported in an article about the Queen that as she whizzed by, she looked out at the terminals and mouthed the words, abolish interest, quizzically. So there are neat scores that have happened through protesting in that way, but...
What is the best example of a left system that somebody could study where it's the most well-received and integrated into a society?
Right now, probably the Banco Las Palmas in Brazil, okay? They are a bank that started up and saying we're going to issue our own... call us Caesar's Palace in Brazil, okay? And we're going to, everybody come up, borrow chips from us. We're going to take your IOUs, and we're going to run the whole game on credit. Hey, when I was in university, a lot of us didn't have much money too often, and our friends would let us play on credit, okay? So we just moved the credits around. Nobody had any money sometimes, so we just used credits on paper. Well, they did that, and they've become so big now that they're... currency is now accepted everywhere, including government taxes. And that is the holy grail community currency, when the government accepts it for taxes, well, then everybody wants some. It's automatically now acceptable to everybody. Well, whenever I here's my Argentine pitch, if you haven't, and thank you very much for giving it the Occupy Silver Bullet Award. It's going to help make it viral and save the planet and fix Fukushima this year. Oh, geez, I lost where I was going. But
about the best example in Brazil.
Oh, yeah, Las Palmas. Well, there it is. Ithaca Hours is now doing it right. And I heard you also say that you not only give everybody a certain number of chips, like a Monopoly game, and that's okay by me, you also give them loans. Well, what does that mean? You're going to study their application form? I'd rather give them credit. You signed up a guy today. What was his business?
As restaurants yesterday, but yeah.
All right, perfect. Now, we talked about the guy in Maine who put out $25,000 in credit so he could pull off his move to the new place and then earn his $27,005 back, right?
Mm-hmm.
So probably this restaurateur is good for $20,000 in hamburgers too, isn't he?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, well, you should go open. You could say, sir, we're giving you an account with a $20,000 credit line on it. And you should walk up to every business and say, we want to give you a big credit line for what you can really handle. And then a list of all the other guys in town you might want to trade with off the grid. Okay? I mean, giving everybody $200-$300 at a time is dinky toys. I mean, how much money is issued so far in Mountain Hours?
We have, 40 businesses, $200 apiece, so $8,000.
I have more than that in my poker table, okay? Down at the casino 3 blocks away when I play 20-40. Honestly, I've got most guys got $2,000 on the table. I'm telling you, all your 50 businesses are worth at least $2,000 and probably more like 20 and 200. But if you got a car, you walk up to a car lot and say, hey, look at these guys have all got big credit lines and I want to give you $1,000,000. What you going to do? If he can find a trade, great. If he can't, it's free. He can't lose. So I think that you guys got to do both. But don't call it loans. Just call it a credit line. Say, we know you're good for $20,000 in hamburgers, so here's $20,000 to spend on anything you want. Maybe you need to fix the air conditioner and it's going to cost you $2,000, and you ain't got it. Well, guess what? The other guy happens to be doing nothing, and he'll take half Mountain Hours, half cash. So just go out there and find the deals. If you give them the credit lines, they will use them. Hey, we got to come up with a line. Give them a credit line or they will come or something like that. But do you understand what I'm saying?
In Brazil, in that system, did you say that the local municipalities are accepting the money as for tax payments?
Yes, yes, yes. And the hospitals and, everybody is. Go check it out. Banco Las Palmas in Brazil. Don't forget, these things don't make the mainstream news. And they don't even make the underground news except for when I discover them and publish them at my Facebook page. If you go back the last couple of years at my Facebook page, every time there was a new community currency or a new model out there, I posted it because I'm archiving this stuff. You know, it's basically the most important reform in history, getting out of debt slavery, and here are the developments. Who else is ever talking about the Argentine solution and the Russian solution? I didn't even know about it until this year. And then find out they had 750 states issuing their own chips. I didn't know. And here's a guy saying, this was so big that it should be acknowledged in the Let's archives. I'm going, I didn't even know about it. So, that's the fast way to do it, is to go after the unions and to, of course, give your guys bigger credit lines. And don't think of it as a loan and we're going to check you out. Just think of it as you've got 50 cars worth $20,000. Okay, here's $1,000,000 credit line. Everything you can't sell, that's your credit line. Finally, the guy's got a way of moving it. So try it. What can I say? You walk up to your restaurateur today and say, hey, if I give you a $20,000 credit line, you'd do that, eh? Why would he say no? And then he's got an opportunity, if it arises, to effect a bigger deal. And he doesn't have to wait till he earns more to be able to use your currencies. So, give everybody a little bit once a month or whatever until you feel everybody's got enough. Let's face it, the beauty of interest-free money is you can keep issuing everybody $100 a month in hours, and they're just going to leave in their bureau and only go out with the hours they ever need. So You could lend everybody $1 million, and it wouldn't matter because they can't use that much. They'd leave the $990,000 at home and only walk out with the standard $100,000. See my point? So
it's, you know, like any, you know, commonly stated that any monetary system is essentially a confidence game. So we can't start with real big numbers and just it would just.
No. I have confidence in your restaurateur, and so do you. So why don't you just admit it, that I have – look, if you go look at the video Tom Kennedy posted about money by Isaac Izatan, at the 45-minute mark, it shows the Argentine Creditos barter system saving the country. When it went to 7 million people across the country, the previous part of the show was all the misery and destitution and poverty and all the headaches of money, and in the last, we're talking about how they fixed it themselves. So in it, he's explaining, hey, we know that we can back this up with our own stuff. So we simply say, do you trust that this is backed up by our work and stuff? Yes. Okay, then you'll take it. Same idea. You know the guy's good for the hamburgers. Everybody else does too. And that's why you can give him that 20 grand and not worry about, you know, such fears. There's no way they can hurt their credit line.
What would you say the best, like a documentary or a short film available for listeners to check out for.
I was impressed with Zeitgeist Addendum because they published the first portion of my miracle equation. And I'm claiming someday I'm going to get a Nobel Prize for the equation for shift the inflation. Okay, the one that they don't know about. That's so really going on.
With a resource-based economy, I'm looking for something for a let's or unilet system.
Okay, what do you mean you're looking for something to do what?
A documentary that explains it, how it's used, some interviews and those sorts of things. Is there anything available?
Isn't that neat? The only really good one I remember was done by a student in Britain, and I have a copy of it. It's 20 minutes, and I don't think it's online. I should play it, I guess, and upload it, I guess. I'm digging up my archives now. I mean, if I find it, I will do that. But I mean, you're right. There aren't. Oh, excuse me. On the internet right now, how they start our own poker chip fairs is everywhere. They got them in Greece. Okay, you can find stories about Argentina. I mean, there are many stories because lets are everywhere now. I mean, my database Euralsnat.htm has 58 countries and 5,000 different letses. So it's known. So, I mean...
Yeah, I'm not disputing. I'm just trying to give a single resource where somebody could watch a movie or a documentary, because that's what I like watching documentaries, and I'd like to get a title if you're...
Well, yeah. I think the best one is the Isaac Izatan video from the 45 minutes on. And it's sitting right now at your page. Tom Kennedy just sent it there, the new link. So it is so inspiring, exhilarating, happy. People went from kids with no food, malnourished, can't study, you know, can't get any food, and stories about eating rats, to, the kids are all getting food now, da da da, and people are trading, and there's all sorts of good stuff and jobs being created. You know, it's an inspiring little video. And the problem was he took funding from the government of Canada and the government of Ontario. And because he did that, well, we can't play it. It's hard to get. Anyway, now is the first time this year that I've been able to find it. And so I can recommend it as the most inspiring, exhilarating, exciting, where he explains the bit about I explained about. You trust, I trust, we know we're backing it up, so we'll take our own chips. And...
Okay, let me ask you another question then. Basically, I had conceived of a lending system that's free. It's basically a fee-based system so that we can maintain modern banking and have a brick-and-mortar building. That way you have all of the vestiges of the existing system but without usury.
Yeah, you take service charge. There's a difference.
Yes.
Let me describe the difference between interest and service charge. I have an example at my... bankmath.htm. That's my advanced engineering analysis of the banking system from grade 9 algebra, well, grade 6 these days, all the way to Laplace transformations and control systems, showing how the banking system really works. So, oh, geez. I got lost there. Where did you want me to go?
System, a fee-based lending system.
Yes, okay. So here's basically how I do it. You can do this, too. This is how you demonstrate interest versus service charge. You're at a dinner party, and you ask the hostess for some, let's say some beans, some hard beans. You're going to use bean money. Well, anyway, you get everybody to put up their watch as collateral, and you lend them all 10 beans. Now, the first guy takes his 10 beans, and he's going to produce clothes. So you give him a napkin, you say, okay, you put 10 into the economy bowl, and here's your clothes that you produced for sale. But you borrowed it at 100. You paid 100 to get it, but now you got to sell it at 110. Okay, next guy, food. So you give him a mint in exchange for his 10 that go into the economy. So this manufacturer spent his loan to create his goods up for sale at 110. And then everybody around the table, they put their 10 units of money into the economy bowl, and you give them a production token. Now, at the end, so they've all got their production ready for sale now. And now they all got to come up with 11. So I'll take the first two guys who are making food, and I'll say, gee, I wonder who the economy will choose to purchase, yours or his. Well, let's be fair and flip a coin. I flip a coin, go, oh, okay, they pick you. You can put your production token into the economy bowl and leave with 11, having put it 10. Okay, next guy, two guys who are, clothing manufacturers. They both have napkins. Okay, flip a coin. Oh, they chose to buy yours. He puts the production token in the economy pool, takes out his 11. Well, you do that, you could get rid of all the similarly like, you know.
So, I gotta catch up. You got a break. We'll be right back.
We'll come back, finish. War for the prophet, bomb for
the savior, false flags and erratic. Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right.
Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, because it's going to be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and
you're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton. Our guest this hour has been John Turmel. And he was discussing the difference between a usury-free fee-based system versus the usury system as a model to show people in the physical form. And can you continue on with that? Basically, you're showing the beans. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so basically, the overview is that everybody pledged their collateral to obtain the money beans principal, which they spent into the economy bowl to produce their product for sale. And everybody had to inflate their price to recuperate both the principal and the interest owed. Now, not everybody can come up with 11. There's only 100 in there, and there's 10 people. So somebody's going to get knocked out of the mortgage death gamble. And then the banker says, okay, at the end of the game, the economy has fairly chosen all you people. One guy, no money left in the economy. You haven't sold your product. So guess what? I foreclose. Take your stuff. Take your watch. And I say to the winners, okay, time to come back with 11, everybody, to get your watches. At the beginning of the game, your watch was worth 10, and at the end of the game, your watch was worth 11. And that's right in the contract. So, on Service Charge Island now, everybody borrows 11, interest-free. Immediately pays the banker 1 as a service charge. Now, they take the 10 to produce their goods, same amount of goods as before. But now, because the banker is part of the economy with his service charge that was part of the loan, that when they start doing the flipping of the coin and you take 11, you take 11, you take 11, at the end of the game, everybody got 11, and then you can all go home for the night. Nobody foreclosed. So, interest is a fee you can't pay. Actually, usury is a fee you can't pay, while service charge is creating the money up front so you can pay it and then earn it back to pay off your debt. And that's the example that you can play with your friends, play the interest island where people get knocked out of the game every year, and you can play service charge island where everybody, including the banker, goes home with their fair share. So that now, interest is like insidiously tricky because people think to themselves, oh, geez, you know, I mean, all I got to do is, you know, give the banker his interest, and then he spends it back, and I get it, and I can pay my debt. Sounds easy, right? Well, the point is everybody has to spend all their interest so everybody else can get out of debt. And when was the last? Now, that would mean deterring savings, wouldn't it? And that would, now, the worst part is the banker, yes, if he's a friendly banker, he can say, okay, I'll spend back everything that I get in interest so that you have it there to pay your debt off. But what if he decides, nah, I think I won't spend it. I'll hold on to it for a year, see what happens. Well, guess what? Someone's going to come up short. He'll be able to foreclose, create a loan for a new businessman who can go and buy the other guy at auction. Now, people say, look, it can be paid. There is a way if everybody spends all their interest.
Look at my
but the point
account.
Is, if they
look
don't, you're dead. But should anyone have that power over you?
Chuck, can you stay into the next hour?
Yes. Good guys to try and tell us
okay.
That.
That's it. We'll be back next hour with John.
Because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead.